Sometimes I'm not perfect. I forget sometimes, but I try my very best every day to thank the Lord for what He's done for me and all that He's given me in this life. Amen. I don't deserve a roof over my head. I don't deserve a car to drive. I don't deserve a job to clock into every day. Amen. Those are just one of the many blessings that the Lord's given me. Amen. And I believe we need to remember that every day. Never take one day for granted. Live it for the Lord to the best of our ability, to the fullest. Amen. And I believe the Lord will take care of us when it's time. Amen. Church, I'm going to get into the Word. I'll try not to keep you too long. But when the Lord's got a message, amen, I believe it needs to be given the right way, His way.
Amen.
And that's what's going to count. Amen. If you want to open up to the book of 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20. And I've got another place I'll skip over to here in a minute, but I'll give you all time to find that. I tell you, I really enjoyed the message this morning, and talking about the bones, amen, the dry place, dry churches, amen, dry Christians, people even that are lost, amen, they're missing something, they're dried up, amen, but it's good to know that God can breathe life into a weary, lost soul. Amen? Praise God. I like this reading we're about to get into. I'm going to try to take it a step further. Amen. The Lord's given me this. And I talked about it a little this morning. But we're going to get into it a little bit further. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 13, verse 20. And the Bible says, "And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of Moabites invaded the land of the coming, at the coming end of the year. And it came to pass that they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet." Amen. We're going to stop right there for a second, church. And I got to thinking about this, and just thinking about the many miracles of God and what He's done for us. And in the Bible, you go starting from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Talk about the many great things that God has done. But this one in particular, amen, was a miracle, amen. And I'm sure these men couldn't explain.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm sure when they lowered this man into the sepulchre, they thought they were just going to bury a dead man and go on with their lives. Amen. Boy, but God showed up that day. Amen. The Bible says that this man, when they buried him, made contact. That's all he did was touch the bones of Elisha. Amen. The Bible says he was revived and brought to life. Amen, church, ain't that good to know? Amen. And that God says all you have to do is, amen, is believe in Him. Just touch Him, come near Him, miracles can happen. Amen. The Bible talks about a woman with issue of blood. Many, many years dealt with this. And I'm sure she tried many ways to get rid of the issue of blood. But the Bible says she touched the hem of His garment. Amen. The Bible says His issues, her issue of blood, and it was taken away. Amen. But you think about this, church, and we talked about this morning, the dead bones, the valley of bones, amen, they were dead and gone, amen, was brought to life, breath was breathed into them, amen, and they become a living creature, amen. That's the same thing that happened here. Amen, this man was once dead, but by simply touching the bones of Elisha, a man of God, amen, life was brought back into this dead man, amen. That's the most powerful God that you can serve, amen. Church, God is in the healing business today. Amen. God will touch the very weary soul, amen, and bring them to the point of victory. Amen. Church, the Bible says we have victory through Christ. Amen. It died for us on the cross, church. And I tell you, I couldn't think of a better thing, amen, to live for, a better man to live for each day of my life. Amen. God simply took me, breathed life into me, amen, and made me a living creature in Christ. Amen. I tell you, church, that just to simply think that all He did was make contact with these bones.
Yeah.
Amen. Simply touched a dead man. That simply, the Bible says Elisha was dead. His bones were there.
Yeah.
Amen. But this man was lowered in and made a little contact with these bones and was revived. Amen. I can't help but to think of the men's reaction. Amen. When that man came to life and they brought him back out, thought the man was dead. Amen. And God showed up that day. Amen.
Amen.
God can show up in a big way in your life today, church. I don't know when it could be spiritually. I don't know when it could be physically. I don't know financially. I don't know. Amen. But God shows up when we least expect it.
Yeah,
amen. Times where you think you're on your own. Times where you think life's just too tough. Times where you think the valley's just too deep. God shows up.
Yeah.
Amen. Ain't that good? Amen. God shows up even to our deepest time of despair.
Yeah.
Amen, church. When I was lost in sin, amen, and I stumbled on my way, church, let me tell you something. Hey, people say, well, I'm a Christian, I don't make mistakes. Yeah. Amen, I'm supposed to be better than you. That's the way it is. No, sir. Amen, we make mistakes. Yeah. We're not perfect. Amen. But the Bible says to be Christ-like, to strive for perfection. Amen. Yeah. I believe that's what we need to do. If our heart is there, amen, it's willing, amen, God will see us through. Amen. Amen. But if we go in there and half-hearted, amen, just care less what happens, how do you expect God to bless that?
Amen. Amen.
Huh? Amen. God will show up in the biggest time where you need Him the most. Amen, church. I'm going to flip over to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. Very common verse. Amen. It's a this is a very good verse. I like it. I've got it highlighted, so it must be good to me. Amen. If I highlight it, amen, I love it. It touches my heart. Amen. The whole book of the Bible touches my heart. I mean, I go all day long on it. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 13, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into the things which are before. Amen? And the Bible says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of the Lord in Christ Jesus. Amen? I love that. Forgetting the things that are behind us, amen, and reaching forward to the things set before us. Amen, church, a lot of times we dwell on the things of the past. We hang on to the things that tear us up most.
Amen.
Somebody that's done us wrong in the past. Somebody that said something smaller. As the saying goes, somebody put a knife in your back. And then we tend to hang on to those moments. But the Bible says we need to reach forward to the things set before us. Amen.
Amen.
God has big plans for this church. Church, amen. I believe we need to reach forward for the things set before us in the church. Amen. We need to try and press toward the mark. Amen. Which is eternal life. Now it's crossing the finish line one day and meeting our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, that's my goal in life. Amen. We're running a race, church. Believe it or not, many preachers have preached it. Amen. We're running a very, very, very tough race. Amen. I watch all the times. Sometimes I get caught up in the Olympics. Amen. You sit there and watch them run this marathon and jump over these hurdles one after another. Amen. Their goal is to cross the finish line. They got a mark to be set. Amen. As Christians, we've got to cross the finish line. Amen. Forget the things that have been set before us. Those hurdles that we've had to jump to get there. Amen. And keep our eyes toward the prize. Amen. Church, God will show up.
Amen.
Don't worry about the bad times. Don't worry about the tough times. God will show up. Amen. In the toughest time of your life. Amen.
Amen.
He will bring life into you. Amen. The Spirit is poured into you. Amen. Will carry you through the valleys.
Amen.
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 Boy, ain't that good?
Amen.
Ain't that good? Amen.
Amen.
I'm reaching forward tomorrow. Amen. I think about all the men and women of this life, amen, that was lived for the Lord. Amen. Good saints of God.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, church. I don't need the Pope to tell me who a saint is. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't need a man to come down so I can ordain them a saint. That's not your call to do. Amen.
Amen.
I believe if you live for Christ, amen, if you go through this life, run the race, amen, that's set before you, amen, and run it with your whole heart, I believe God considers you a saint.
Amen.
Yeah. I believe when we cross the finish line, amen, and go to heaven, God's going to reward us. Amen. For our race that we run. Huh?
Amen.
I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a Christian or not.
Yeah. Amen.
I don't need nobody to tell me, amen, if I'm following the Lord.
Yeah.
That's my big. Your heart, amen. The Bible says your sin will find you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. If you're not living right, your sin will find you out. Amen.
Yeah.
But God knows our hearts. God knows if we're in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
God knows if we're doing it 100%.
Right.
Amen. Amen. But He also knows if you don't care. Amen.
Yeah.
That's all we talked about this morning. He knows when we come to church where our mind's at. He knows where our heart's at.
Yeah.
We need to come in a church, amen. We need to live our life with our mind stayed on God, amen. We need to have our mind set on the things before us, amen. And the prize set before us and the mark set before us.
Amen.
And forget the things of the past that belittled us, that beset us.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Forget it and move on.
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, I believe. Fellas, you can correct me if I'm wrong. The book of Exodus, chapter 14, Moses said, amen, God said to move forward.
Yeah, amen.
Press forward, amen, and keep moving on. Forget the things that are behind you. Move forward and keep pressing on.
Amen.
The Bible says He said to stand still and see the salvation of God. Ain't that something? Don't that go along with that? Stand still and God will show up.
Amen.
He will show up in the times where you least expect it.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, boy, ain't that good. Bible says in a book, I believe it's Exodus 2, maybe wrong on that, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Amen. He told Lot, he said, get your family, don't look back, and move forward.
Yeah.
Amen. Forget the things that are behind. Amen. Yeah. Lot's wife was attached. Amen. She turned around and looked. She was turning to pillar of salt. I know we hear that a lot. That goes right along with the message, church. She had her mind set on the things behind her, things that were in that city, things that were in sin and wickedness.
Yeah.
Amen. And destroyed her. Amen. But Lot says, the Bible says, Lot had his mind pressed forward. Amen.
Yeah.
He was doing what the Lord told him to do. Amen. And follow the Lord's commandment. Amen. And move forward.
Yeah.
Amen. He lived. Amen. Ain't that something?
Amen.
God, ain't it wonderful in how we simply do what God asks us to do, what He'll do for us?
Yeah.
Amen. He just simply asks us to pray.
Huh?
He simply asks us to pray for each other, lift each other up. He simply asks to set one day, amen, more days, you know, He loves, but set aside one day to come to His house. Amen. Set a couple, 2 or 3 hours, whatever it is, church, come in here and worship Him, praise Him, because He did give His Son for you after all.
Amen.
To die on the cross. Amen. He simply asks you to do that.
Right.
Amen. How hard is it for us to do that these days, church?
Yeah.
Huh? Amen. How hard is it to do that?
Okay.
Amen, church, I tell you what, we could have a house full tonight. You know that?
Uh-huh.
Amen, we could have a house full, filled from the front to the back. We could have some lined up right here. Amen, mine full if we wanted to, if it would get here.
Yeah.
Amen, but we don't have that. Huh? Ain't that something? We're not throwing church. Amen, there's churches out there today. Amen, I hear pastors all the time. Amen, boy, we could have a crowd, but we didn't, because people got their mind in the world.
Yeah.
Amen, church, my mind is on the mark set before me.
Amen.
I'm forgetting the things in the past. Amen. God's going to show up when I need Him to. Amen. And I'm going to keep pressing forward towards tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amen, church. God has set a destination for me when He saved me. Amen, church. I tell you, He said, Caleb, I got plans for you. Caleb, I need you to do this for me. But in order to do that, I need you to do what I ask you to do.
Amen.
And simply believe in me, put your faith in me, trust in me, and never look back.
Amen.
Well, a lot of new Christians, amen. And I've done it before. I was one of them. Amen. And all new Christians, amen, they get stirred away and fade away from God.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And one Sunday turned into two Sundays. Eventually you're out, never going back again.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Your family's having to call you, check on you, make sure that if you can come to church. I've been there in church. Amen. I've got away from the Lord. But God showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. My deepest time of despair. Amen. I come to church one time. That's all it took. God showed up.
Amen.
Amen. He set a destination before me. He said, Caleb, I've got a mark I need you to hit.
Yeah.
Amen. You have jobs. Amen. You have jobs that you work this life. They set quotas for you, do they not?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They sit there and say, I need you to meet this number for this company to be successful. Ain't that what they do?
Amen.
God needs you to meet that mark in order for you to be successful. Amen. You can't go through this life expecting great things to happen. Amen. If you're not looking forward.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that right, church?
Right.
Amen. God wants to breathe life into us and dying bone, amen, dying body, amen, spiritually what I'm saying. Amen, God wants to be there for us, but you have to open your heart and your mind. Amen, study the Word of God, amen, and take in everything you can. Every time you get a chance, soak it all up. Amen, press toward the mark and God will show up.
Amen.
Ain't that good to know? I'm going to ask you to stand tonight. I ain't got much, that's it. Amen, but I believe that's to the point.
Amen,
what God wants us to hear today. Amen, I'm going to ask for a song. Hey, you come on up here, buddy. That's the song. You know, church, we had a good service today. Amen. I still believe that. And I believe God showed up today. Amen. Sometimes we least expect it. Amen. Sometimes, it don't have to be a shout service. Amen. For God to be here. God can be here in the quietest times you ever had.
Right.
Amen. Ain't that good? Go ahead, Dave.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound.
Yeah, the May come. You got some on your heart.
And
amen. Come on down. Amen. We'll pray for you. Lift you up. That's our job. Pray for one another.
With His redeeming blood.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory.
I tell you what, church, I know God's in control of things, and I know He's got plans for all of us. You know, I read that every day. I read that. That's what my Word tells me. Amen. If you got the same Bible, I do, He tells you the same thing. Amen. I got home this afternoon, and I didn't know the kid, but my wife did. Some of her friends did. But there's I think he's an 18-year-old boy. Just graduated high school. Died in a car accident last night. Amen. Died in a car accident, church, and was taken away from this life early. I don't know where he's still with God. Didn't know him. I don't know. That's between him and the Lord. But that just shows you the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. Amen. It doesn't matter what age you are, amen. If He's ready for you to go, you're going. Amen. Our job, amen, is just like it was sung this morning. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Amen. When the roll is called up yonder, will your name be called? Amen. That's the question. The song says, it don't matter where you've been. All that counts is where you're going.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that the truth? Amen. Church, we need to be ready at all times. Keep your guard up. The Bible says put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't just put on the helmet and go fight the devil. It ain't going to work.
Yeah.
You got to have the whole armor of God. This right here is your sword.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I truly believe that. Anybody got anything on their heart before we dismiss? Yeah.